Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast. Dinner or breakfast, Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
So we're talking about cookies, and Brad, you immediately said,
"Well,
wait,
sure,
hit record.
Yes.
I have a cookie story."
I mean, I feel every dwarf needs to have cookie observations, which if I had a cooking show. Would be Cookie Observations with Brad Williams.
Wait, cookie and, or cooking?
Cookie.
Cooking cookies with Brad Williams.
Yes, cooking cookies with Brad Williams. And it's like, have I ever baked cookies before? No, but do I know how? Of course.
You haven't?
No, but it's in my dwarf DNA. I'm pretty sure I can figure it out.
Is it like tying your shoes? Like as a kid, you're like, I've never done this before, but I'm going to figure it out because this is what kids do.
Yeah. And but we were debating if we should get a glass of milk for these lovely cookies.
Yes. Look, and chocolate chip cookies, all I have is soy milk. And I was not about to dip them in a glass of soy milk like an LA asshole.
Well, I mean, and you say this as you're wearing a beanie and glasses and looking very hipstery.
Well, look.
So I'm happy that you're not going full hipster.
No.
And not like going like, well,
I've got many
yeah,
looks.
I'm not going to dip my cookies into soy milk.
By the way, whole milk is the kryptonite for a hipster.
Yeah. While I listen to music on my cruelty-free speaker. No animals were harmed in the making of this speaker.
Yeah. No, you got to dip a cookie, a homemade gooey chocolate chip cookie, in a glass of just the purest, wholest 2%.
Absolutely.
Maybe even 5%.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be from the cow hours prior. No real filter.
It's so funny you say that because I was in Rochester, New York this past weekend.
Yeah.
I'll tell some more stories about there. But
and you went there on purpose.
Yeah, because they paid me. There's a great club out there called Comedy at the Carlson.
Hell
and,
yeah.
It's fantastic. Good. And shout out to Rochester for being known for several things. First of all, it's where the Kodak Film Company was founded. And it's where, because we always like to eat like the food of the region.
Yeah.
Their food in Rochester, New York is something called a garbage plate. Which,
right.
When you say garbage plate, you're like, well, that sounds shitty. That's not good.
Yeah.
But it's basically a hangover's dream. You have everything. They throw burgers on there, hot dogs, like a bunch of stuff onto just one plate. It's greasy as hell. They like drizzle a sauce on it, and you basically eat like Oscar the Grouch.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
How much does it cost?
Way cheaper than it should.
That's why America's great.
It is. Stuff is cheap.
19 tacos for $1.
Yeah. And there was a guy, my opening act, he's from there, and he was driving me around, and he drove me to this deli, and we ate, and he had already eaten, but he ordered cookies and milk, and he was a 45-year-old man, and I just looked at him and went, that's the dream, man.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
It really is.
To just go in and order cookies and milk as a 45-year-old man and be like, yeah, what?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Because you know what? Some people will look at certain meal choices and there's like almost like a limit you have, like age-wise. Like there's a cutoff.
Yeah.
Like cookies and milk.
Yeah.
In fact, once you hit 13 or 21, it's like, cool, you can legally buy booze, but you're also required to stop ordering cookies and milk publicly.
Right.
Because you're an adult now.
Yeah. And it's like, why do we have to stop enjoying things? Just because we're an adult now.
Well, Rochester, granted, New York has a different outlook,
and that's why I love it.
Yeah.
Now,
what's the population up there?
I have no idea.
What are the people like?
They're not, because it's funny because anyone who is not living there, when you say like, "Hey, I'm going to Rochester, New York," they're like, "Oh, cool! Is that like near Broadway?" And you're like, "No."
You're gonna see Dear Evan Hansen or Wicked?
No.
No, but I'm going to eat six burgers and four hot dogs for
on a garbage plate.
But you did go to the the Museum of Fun. What was it called?
Yeah, it's called the Museum of Play. It's called the Strong Museum. and it's the Museum of Play, and inside of it is the Toy Hall of Fame, which, I mean, I walked in there, and of course, a couple of kids see me walk in, they think like, oh, he's here doing quality control on the toys. Like, he's here to, like, make some improvements, you know, see if all the pinball machines are still working. But it was incredible. They had, this is where you would have had a joygasm, Adam Ray. They had a History of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles exhibit, where it just had
what
everything.
Is that where you were shooting the pizza gun?
Yes, they had a pizza gun. Oh, it didn't shoot actual pizzas, unfortunately, but it shot little. You know, I bet you it would have. But they had like foam discs that you shot at these
digital shredder.
Yeah, like digital shredder in a window. So, but it's great because when you hit him, he fell over.
Oh my
god! And I was just sitting there going, I would do this all day. Like if there were not 35. Fucking 7-year olds.
I'll wait behind you.
Sitting behind me going, why does the kid with the beard get to go first? I would have just sat there all day and shot pizzas at Bebop and Rocksteady. Because that was the dream. We all wanted to be turtles.
Yeah.
Then there was a which turtle are you quiz? Guess my turtle.
Well, this is one of my jokes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. One of my old jokes.
Oh, that's right.
About, like, everyone played that game. Like, whatever turtle was your favorite says a lot about who you are as a person.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, Leonardo's your favorite. You're, like, the born leader in your group of friends. Raphael's your favorite. You have a little bit of an attitude problem. Chances are you're going to be involved in a domestic abuse case in your 60s. Michelangelo, party animal. Like, you know, you're probably going to, at some point in your life, drink a ball of Jaeger and take a shit off the neighbor's roof. and then I go into my thing about my favorite is Splinter, because Splinter was the father figure, the leader. And then I go, there's nobody gives Splinter any credit. Actually, I want to do an impression of him right now, put his name back out there in the spotlight. Let's put him in an everyday relatable situation. This is Splinter at the ATM machine, over finding out that he overdrew his account. And I go, there you go. That was Splinter finding out some bad financial news.
Love that bit.
So who is yours?
I am Michelangelo.
Yes, you are, dude.
I am a party dude. I'm a party dude.
You really are.
I like to, and like.
You like to take things up a notch.
Yeah.
Michelangelo is the guy that was like, yo,
let's put ice cream on the pizza.
Yeah. Let's take this party from a 6 to a 7.
Yeah.
Or a 7 to a 12.
And he did. And there was a bunch of interactive exhibits. There's a whole sewer you can crawl in, which of course I was still big enough to do.
Oh, dude, now
it's the best.
How great is that sometimes when you're like, all right, denied by coasters, accepted by sewers.
Yes, play sewers. Now, here's the only time when, like, because sometimes, like, I know who I am. I know I'm a fun-loving guy that just likes to have a good time. So there's a place that it's sort of like Chuck E. Cheese. It's on, I think, the East Coast. It's called, like, Busy Bees. And it's basically, like, just the play place. It's just a giant play place maze. I think when we were kids, there was something called the Discovery Zone that was like that.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Same idea. And in the Mall of America, they have one of these, and I tried to go in because I thought, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna take some fun Instagram videos of me, like, you know, jumping in ball pits and going through tubes and slides and knocking over stuff. And the guy said, "Hey, the guy that was working there was like, hey, so you want to come into Busy Bees? I'm like, absolutely. He goes, all right, where is your kid? And I go, I don't have one, it's just me.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, we can't let you in.
No.
And at first I'm mad, and then I go, yeah, that's probably a good rule. That's probably a good rule that the adult with no kid walks up and goes, I like to play with the children. Can you let me in to play with the children?
Is there a no beard in the ball pit rule?
Why are there mirrors on your feet? Don't ask any questions.
How slippery is the slide?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
So that's probably a good idea that they have that rule in place. But not at the Museum of Play, where it was just it was so great.
I love this about you too, that and I think we're cut from the same cloth in this way, that when you're in a city like Rochester, where, you know, you wouldn't go if you didn't have stand up, probably.
Population 210,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so not that big.
Wow! Yeah. So. But you look for things that you don't like. You're like, I'm not gonna just, you know. I mean, you were there for what, 3-4 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you need to fill up the calendar.
Absolutely. And
what else do they?
And when someone says there's a National Toy Museum, which has the Toy Hall of Fame, you're like, All right.
The Toy Hall of Fame. Wait, oh, yeah. What was in that?
Twister.
Did it rank things or just... No, it was just like a celebration of toys.
Yeah, it didn't rank them, but it had like a bunch of old toys. It had like old Rock'em Sock'em robots, and it had Lincoln Logs, and it had all this stuff.
Now, did you fuck with any kids there and walk by and be like, made that, made that, made that, gave that to a kid who was a bad kid, but gave it to him anyway last year for Christmas, made that.
Took it away a month later. That's what I did. He was naughty, came back, repo-toyed. By the way, repo-toyed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If that needs to be a reality show where dwarves come in dressed like elves, and when kids are bad, we take their toys.
Oh, my God. I can't even laugh fully because that's such a brilliant idea for a show.
I need to write this down.
Wait a minute. So parents submit their shitty kids.
Yep.
And they do these video diaries where they're like, hi, my name's Barb. I'm from Tacoma, Washington. I know I got this accent, but that's because I grew up in the South. But I live in Tacoma now. My ex-husband moved here for work, and we're not together anymore. But anyway, I still have his son, Caleb, and he's a real big piece of shit. I buy him anything he wants to because, you know, I don't know what else to do to make him happy, but he never appreciates his toys. So I wanted to repo toy, and I'm calling on, what's the name of the...
Oh, man.
What's the name of the group or the gang? It's like a gang of little people van opens in slow-mo and they hop out and
play. It's
almost like the way that they would kidnap kids who were... that need like the adolescents that needed to go to like juvie or something in the middle.
Scared straight.
Yeah, and they take them.
Give me your shoes!
Yeah.
Give me your shoes, motherfucker!
Yeah, dude, you get maybe one of those guys with you? Because you scare the kids. You want maybe... It's Scared Straight meets...
Meets Repo Games.
Yeah.
And then just... oh, my God. That would be... This.
And then you put them... Here's what you do. You take their toys and you throw them in some sort of like confinement chamber, right? Hear me out. And then you give them a set of like tasks to earn their toy back and like become a better person.
I like that. Do some chores around the house.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a pile of dishes over there. You do the dishes.
How bad did you want that toy?
Yeah.
And guess what? If you didn't want that toy, then you go through even tougher tasks.
Yeah.
Because now you're just you've showed your true colors. And right. Phil Collins comes out and gives a speech and he goes, I knew you were a shithead all along, Caleb. You've shown your true colors.
Well.
And you don't get your toy.
If you remember on the show Repo Games, which was one of my favorite shows of all time.
Did not even know that was a show.
Oh. I got to explain the show to you.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite shows of all time.
I watched Hey Dude, Fresh Prince, Home Improvement, Frasier, a couple episodes of Designing Women, a lot of episodes of Empty Nest, Double Dare, Nickelodeon Guts, and Doug.
And that's it. And which, by the way, you don't need any more than
that. No, that's a solid lineup.
Repo Games. The repo truck would come to someone's house, get their car, which was up for repossession, up on the truck, it would not drive away. They would knock on the door, and the people would come out and be like, hey, we've got your truck up, or we've got your car up on our tow truck. The person would freak out, get mad at them. They're like, no, but we're going to get you an opportunity. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions. If you get 3 right, we pay off your car in full. You no longer owe a cent on your car. But if you get them wrong, we tow your car, and we take it to the yard.
Holy shit.
And so you had these people going like, well, I'm not going to do that. They're like, what? If you don't play, we tow your car because it needs to be towed.
Yep.
So this is just a chance for you to get your car paid off. And some people would win it, and they'd get your car, and they'd be the happiest people in the world. And the best was when people would lose, and then they thought like, oh, well, I lost a stupid game show. And then they'd be like, all right, tow it. They'd be like, wait, you're serious? Then they would tow their car away. I loved it. I loved this show so much.
What channel was it on?
It was on Spike TV.
Good for Spike.
And it was the best. It needs to be brought back. And so I would do some sort of toy repo thing where it's like, hey, if you don't do all the chores, we have this wood chipper right here. And Mr. Snuggles goes right to the wood chipper. That's what I would do.
Mr. Snuggles.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine it?
I mean, look, dude, it's
a... We'd have to find some dwarf that's, like, ripped, that's, like, a bodybuilder, and that he comes in and, like, he's the king elf, and he's like the toy repo.
Are there bodybuilder dwarves?
Yeah.
There's
two.
Who's the Hulk Hogan of dwarves?
Man.
Who's your Dwayne Johnson? You know?
Well,
because that's ours.
Because Dwayne Johnson is your Dwayne Johnson. It's pretty good. Pretty good Dwayne Johnson. I will tell you this. There was a weightlifter in the mid-90s called, his name was Scaramanaloo. And he's, that's a real name.
Why does
real name.
That just sound like a magical dwarf name?
I know. It's like, oh, go into the bridge and chant for Scaramanaloo. Like,
that's say like the a, word Scaramanaloo and you'll be let through the trolls dungeon.
Yeah. Or like, that's like a, yeah, that's like a version of the boogeyman. So Scaramanaloo was an Olympic weightlifter, not in the Special Olympics, in the regular Olympics. And he competed. His nickname was Pocket Hercules. So, yeah, that's your random dwarf fact of the day. So he was ripped to shit.
Which is going to be a segment on cooking cookies. A random dwarf fact of the day.
Absolutely. Look up Scaramanaloo. He's, yeah. And then currently, shit, I'm trying to find her name on my Facebook. She's a friend of mine on my Facebook, and she's a dwarf who works out. And she goes into bodybuilding competitions, and she's freaking jacked, and it's awesome. And she's ripped. You look at her, you're like, oh, you could probably compete in like strongman competitions. You could pick up like those massive Atlas stones and like put them on. Maybe not the 5 foot thing, but maybe like the 2 foot post.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You could at least get that done. Fuck, I'm trying to remember her name so I can.
Is it? Sexy or frightening to see a ripped dwarf?
Because
for me, when I see a ripped female bodybuilder,
yeah,
I go, congrats, you
yep.
win. You can't have any more veins or abs or right. Pulsating. Congrats, you turn your boobs into pecs. I don't know if that's what you wanted to do,
right.
And you turned your legs into arms. You know what I'm saying? Like you made muscles come out of your body that aren't designed to be exposed or shown. There she is. Well, yes, she just looks like a very fit woman.
Yeah, and she is.
See, now that's I can deal with that. That's just I mean, it's still not attractive to me because it's like I don't like to see rib cage.
Sure, and hey, I understand that and. It, you know, there's a whole sect of people that find that look very attractive. And hey, if that's your thing, cool. Great.
I think bodybuilders only date other bodybuilders, right?
I would think just because of like.
Although I do. There's a girl from my high school.
All the maintenance.
That's dating a bodybuilder. And yeah. She like definitely tries to keep in shape. But I mean, I would just like when I first saw them together, I was like. Which one of these is not like the other, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, you go in public and you're like, two bodybuilders, maybe it also stands out. Maybe one non-bodybuilder, like, somehow dilutes the amount of muscles popping out of the shirt.
Right.
But you can't hide it, dude. Like,
no, you can't. And it's sad because, like...
There's no clothing line.
Yeah, with like, and also with, like, the gender double standard that I feel like if a guy's a bodybuilder, he could wear a shirt and just kind of look... good.
Yeah.
But if
you're right, it does suck.
If a female's a bodybuilder and she's got those arms that are like, oh God, like you could squish a keg.
Yeah. Then, ew, gross.
Yeah, that yeah. So it, I mean, and that just exists out there. It's just and I can't help it. Someone like, what, you don't find that attractive on a woman? It's like, listen, I don't decide what I find attractive on a woman or not. It's my dick. My dick determines what I'm attracted to. I don't know why I said that kind of like Cosby. My dick determines. But no.
Your dick decides.
Yeah. The dick decides. If it goes up, great. We're in business.
Yeah, that means I like that.
Yeah. If it doesn't, I can't force it to. I can't I can't give it a Lou Holtz pep talk and like do a slurred speech and like, okay, what you need to do is like get motivated and get in there and do your thing.
Yeah.
That's my Lou Holtz impression. Not that good. But... like I can't force.
But see,
my
guess
dick.
What? My dick didn't go up when you did that.
Yeah,
so that tells me I am not attracted to Lou Holtz.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah,
it's great. So, like, we can't control what we're attracted to. Like,
I'll tell you where my dick almost went up when I met Pitbull in New York.
Oh, dude, I saw that Instagram.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was awesome. I was
because you played him on Mad TV.
Yes, yeah. and I told him that. And how many times are you going to get to meet somebody of that? Look, even if I hadn't played him on Mad TV, I still would have. Actually, you know what? I don't know if I would have because I felt just somewhat more connected. And also, I was thinking about getting
you studied him too, right? When you were doing the impression?
Like, yeah, I mean, I watched a bunch of...
Yeah.
I studied him.
Well, I mean, you're not there with...
I went to Pitbull Academy?
Yeah, you're not like there with Bill Belichick in the film room and he's like... yelling at you, like, no, he puts his shoulders up like this when he yells out, I'm Mr. Worldwide.
Well, people told me my impression was, like, so cartoony, and, like, I was like, well, yeah, it was a sketch show.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, you do a heightened version, but, like,
yeah, exactly.
He obviously, like, my impression was, like, him talking like this, and, like, I thought it was funny for him to kind of something that, you know, kind of be Cuban, but also maybe a little Mexican, but also kind of just like a...
fun guy.
Yeah. And he had a little bit of that in his voice, you know, because that's why when I would listen to it, I was like, all right, I'm going to try to get some of the tonality accurate. But I was doing the Stern wrap-up show, and he was there, and I went up, and one of the producers of the Stern show was like, hey, man, don't, we're not supposed to, you know, have people berate some of these big celebs that come in. But I was like, dude, I'm going to be, you know, cordial. And so I went up to him, and I was like, Mr. Pitbull, because I don't know his first name.
Mr. Pitbull.
Yeah, and I felt weird just saying, hey, Pitbull or Pity, you know, PB or Mr.
PB,
Worldwide.
Bully Bobo.
But I guess he does have so many nicknames, so I guess, you know, it's dealer's choice.
Yeah, what do you... Yeah, that's
but Pitbull, I feel like, is for...
What do you call him?
That's what most people know him as. I bet his close family and friends call him other nicknames, or Craig. What's his real name? Like,
finding it out right now.
Yeah. So I see him, and I go, what's up, man? And it's so many people surrounding him, and I go, dude, I'm a comedian. I'm here to promote my shows. He goes, oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I go, yeah, I actually played you in a sketch on Mad TV. He goes, oh, no way. I go, yeah, dude. And I go, you sound just like my impression. And he goes, oh, that's funny, man. I go, I knew you were going to say that. And then he goes, I go, do you mind if I get a picture? He goes, not at all, man. Let's fucking do it. So he goes, let's stand in front of the Sirius sign. He even tries to make the picture better.
Yeah.
You know, get a nice backdrop. And then, you know, he grabbed my hand, Jack from the ha-ha style, and, you know, just, you know, holding hands and pointing at each other. And then and they're taking the picture. And then I kind of just whisper out of the corner of my mouth. I go, dude, I got to ask, why so many nicknames? And he goes, why not? And I go, and that's why you're Pitbull.
That's why you're Pitbull. his real name?
No, I almost don't want to know.
Right? Because it's like, it's kind of like knowing how the magician does his trick.
You're
like I want to know, but I don't want to know.
Yeah, but I do want to know.
His real name?
Armando.
Whoa.
That is a sexy name.
That is.
Armando.
You know what? Well, shit.
Armando Perez.
Yeah, it couldn't have been something, you know.
Well, I mean.
Tom. There's no
his
way.
His name is Tom Anderson.
Yeah.
That's his real voice.
My friends call me Pitbull.
It's not going to be something like Lil Wayne's real name is Wayne. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be like that. It's like, oh, no, my real name is Pitbull Stofferson.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not going to be like that.
It would be great to find that there is some sort of alter. Like, Larry the Cable Guy's name is what?
Dan Whitney. Yeah.
But he still talks like that.
Yeah, that's his voice.
But it would be great to just have us get completely fucking fooled by, you know, and somebody just comes out one day, like maybe Meryl Streep just comes out, takes off a wig, she's bald, and she's just like, yeah, my name's actually
Fred.
Fred Dawson. I live in Des Moines. But anyway, you guys just see my movies, and tricks on you.
That's why
I'm actually not a 67-year-old Academy Award winner. I'm a father of two in Des Moines, and I work at Ralph's.
That's why I get nominated so much, because the Academy all knows the truth.
Yeah.
They know I play Meryl Streep.
The greatest performance of all time, pretending I'm Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep actually died in 85, but they needed someone to cover for
you. You guys are so fucking dumb. Anyway, go see Rent Julia and Julia on DVD.
Anyway, that has to be weird, because now when you meet Pitbull, is there a voice in your head that goes, what if he's seen the impression?
For like, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, that definitely not. Yeah. What if Pitbull saw Mad TV on the CW? Yeah.
Hey,
but,
man,
you
laugh. You
never know.
But when I freaking met Chance the Rapper on a flight, I looked at him and said, hey, man, I'm a fan of yours. And he goes, yeah, I'm a fan of yours. I saw the Showtime special.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. And I was like, what?
You're right. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never freaking know who's watching, who's listening, and or who. I mean, I'm sure he has friends that go, hey, did you see this guy do an impression of you? Send.
Yeah, I should have tweeted at him right after that.
Yeah, just like, hey, here's me.
Here's that picture I was talking about.
Doing my impression of you.
Yeah.
And he probably tweets back and goes, oh, man, I don't sound like that at all.
Yeah. Please take down that photo of me. But yeah.
You had a crazy time in New York. You were doing you did the Stern wrap-up show. You did our friend Jerry Ferrara's podcast.
Yep.
Bad for Business.
Yeah, Jerry's out there in New York doing Power, and I think he got extended for another season, so he's staying out there for a little bit longer. And,
all right.
And then I did the Bonfire with Jay Oakerson and
Dan Soder.
And then the Bennington show.
Yeah. Dude, that That
it was a good little run. I don't, you know, it's you. I tried to go a few days earlier and told the club about how much time I had for press, but I locked down those things on my own just to try to, you know, get some fun stuff and also such fun shows. Like this, I'm such a big Stern fan, and it's, you know, to get to hang with those guys and and so many people listen to it, so it's like that. Yeah. You know, those that were all. I was open to like the morning TV shows and other little random, you know, any sort of press they had, but those were the three big ones.
That's awesome, man. And the thing about that going to that Sirius building is I've been there before. Is you literally don't know who's going to be walking around the corner. Like you met Pitbull. Now was he there?
Well, last time I met the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, that was you met the Goo Goo Dolls.
Hanson was there earlier, by the way.
Oh God!
And I texted you. I was like, I saw that their name is there in the lobby, and I actually walked by where they were playing a concert. And like, what do I do if I meet Hanson? And look, I already was surprised at how
that's
excited.
A question you've asked yourself every night before going to bed, by the way. Man, I mean, yeah, I'm going to bed tomorrow, but what will I do?
Well, look, I already was overly surprised at how pumped I was to be in the presence of one Armando Pitbull. Wait, what's his last name?
Armando.
No, hold on.
Or is Pitbull his last name? And he's
Perez.
Like, yeah.
His last name is Perez.
Do we know the origins of Pitbull?
Armando Christian Perez.
Did he have a dog and he was like, the dog, I see so much of myself in the dog? Or like, did he get high with the dog and like he talked to him and the dog was like, change your name to me?
It goes on an ayahuasca trip.
It's a Taco Bell dog.
Oh man, I'm trying to do it, but Wikipedia is asking me for money. Okay, here we go. Known as the stage name Pitbull or Mr. Worldwide, is an American rapper. His first mainstream performance Planet Pit. Okay, that was, well, how do you tell me how he called himself Pitbull? I don't know. I'm trying to find it. Oh, Lil Jon. Lil Jon. Ah, I don't want to read all this.
Yeah.
Readings for losers.
Well, I'm sure it's a heartwarming story.
Yeah. I'm sure he saved a Pitbull's life, and that's why he's like, I'm going to save all the Pitbulls, but because I'm going to call myself Pitbull. Or something like that. I don't know. Maybe the most awkward celebrity encounter I've ever had was at that Sirius building. And that was, I ran into Alyssa Milano.
Nice.
Now, you're like, why is that awkward? Well, because Alyssa Milano
played my daughter on the Who's the Boss. Oh, wait,
God damn it, Tony.
Wait, no, not my daughter. She played, who did she play? She played,
Samantha's daughter.
Samantha's daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
But what was her name on the show? What if it was, actually, I played Alyssa Milano, Fred Dawson from Des Moines.
He's amazing.
Yeah,
he's so good.
Alyssa Milano played. Let's see, there was Samantha, there was Angela, there was Jonathan, there was and Alyssa Milano played the character of what was it, Teresa?
I'm trying to
Elizabeth.
Find it. I'm trying to. My name is Earl. No, recalls it. Where's the damn IMDb? Okay, yeah. But anyway, it was very awkward for me to run into Alyssa Milano.
Why?
Because Alyssa Milano was, she played Samantha.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano played Samantha. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was Mona, Angela, Samantha.
Yeah.
Angela, Samantha. By the way, how does he not have a plush doll with a pull string that's just those things, you know? Actually, it would be Jonathan, yeah. Mona, Angela, Samantha, and then a vacuum.
That should happen.
Yeah. Danza Dolls? How have they not made those?
God, Danza Dolls. That'd be great. Alyssa Milano was the first woman I ever masturbated to.
Jesus, man.
In the...
I'm trying to keep this one clean.
In the movie Embrace of the Vampire.
What is that?
It's a movie where Alyssa gets seduced by a vampire.
Gross.
And there's a whole lot of nudity.
Okay.
And it's pretty great. And so that's why it was so weird. It was weird when I saw her and someone's like, oh, hey, Alyssa Milano's in this studio. Do you want to go say hi to her? I'm like, no, because I don't want to be, because I don't want to accidentally say that bit of information.
Fuck no.
That would be horrible in so many ways. And you're like, hi, I'm Brad Williams. I'm a comedian. Yeah, I'm just here in town. By the way, you're the first lady I jerked off to. Yeah, there's no way to work that in.
No.
There's no way to be like, oh, no, you know what's funny? You know what's... like if I tell a joke, she goes, oh man, you're just yanking my chain. Speaking of yanking, like there's no logical,
nobody wants to hear that. That's not flattering. That's not a compliment.
No, it's not.
Like, you know, I've secured a guest for us in the new year, mm-hmm. who was on Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Who was my first crush.
Ah.
I did not go as far as pleasuring myself to photos of her.
Well, right,
but
right then.
But I did get excited at seeing her on screen and mm-hmm. was jealous of the people who got to be on screen with her.
Sure.
And I'll tell her that.
Yeah, because that's fine.
Yeah.
That's just,
gonna,
hey.
I'm not going to make it weird Brad style.
No, I'm going to be, hey.
But people have said that to her, I bet.
I
you
was
know?
Alone in my room.
Oh, and, God. No. Stop. Yeah.
by the way, can I go in the play place now?
No. Yeah, yeah. That's, I'm sure people have said that to a lot of actresses, which is terrifying, like, because there's
like Matt Lauer.
Yeah, I'm sure he said it.
By the way, I was in
locked to the person in his room.
I was in New York when that,
oh, yeah, when that broke.
Happened. Like, literally, I landed at like 5:15, got to my hotel by like 6:30, and was like, I'm not asleep yet. So I turned on some news, and it was all over. And I was like, oh man, it was almost like I, you know, the early bird gets the worm. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the early flyer gets the Matt Lauer dildo news brief first.
Yeah,
I felt
very,
because I was like, no one knows about this on the West Coast yet.
Right,
for sure.
Yeah, because they're all asleep. Yeah, we all, because I was on the West Coast, and we all woke up to that information. Like, it's so weird now, because I was saying this to a friend of mine, where I go, yeah, when I first saw Twitter and it was going on and I saw trending topics, like, yeah. I was like, man, one day I'll be trending on Twitter. Now, I don't want to be trending on Twitter.
No way.
Because now, if you see someone's name trending on Twitter, I have two thoughts right now. Is one, they died, or two, they sexually assaulted someone. Those are my two thoughts right now.
Yeah, dude, unfortunately.
Yeah, so like, and which is really weird on NFL Football Sundays, because like, sometimes Russell Wilson is trending and you're like, oh no, what happened? And then you're like, oh, okay, he just threw a touchdown pass. Okay,
yeah.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, Russell's still good. Like, it's very strange, because now I don't want to be trending on Twitter ever, because it probably means I'm either dead or I have a scandal.
What did you think of, like, for me, and I've said this on stage now, like, if I had a pervert pool going for the Today Show, I would put my money on Willard Scott. Because how many old lady shout-outs do you need to give
right?
before 8 a.m.?
How you are know? You that interested in 100-year-old
oh,
ladies?
And also, what did these ladies do
right.
to get you to, you know, just, I'll just say, hey, wish me a happy birthday before I die, and I'll put my whole, like, what, you know.
You know the drill, Mildred.
Mildred Gloria, happy birthday to Ethel, she loves. And it was always a weird fact. He was always like, she's 107 years old and still loves the smell of peanut butter. It's like, okay.
How the fuck do you know that?
Yeah, dude.
What was it? Yeah, was there a trial and error?
Willard Scott did the weather too, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was always sponsored by Smuckers. That's why it was like the Smuckers old lady birthday shout
out. Yeah, and why was.
Well, when Jam's involved, there's no suspect for predatory behavior.
Yeah, but if you're Smuckers. You want to put your name on, you know, you want to be known for, like, Budweiser, and Bud Light is known for, like, great Super Bowl commercials,
yeah.
and that's what they're associated with. And, like, Smuckers, do you want to be known for, like, hey, we love people over 100?
I guess. What's jam, dude? You still eat jam when you're 100.
Oh, well, yeah, it's probably the only thing that you could actually swallow without, like, it hurting whatever teeth you have left.
Probably.
Yeah. So just, like, yeah, you probably put jam on everything.
Dude, what are you going to be your old man snacks, you know?
Oh,
my grandpa
snacks.
Loved like peanuts. He loved sandwiches.
Yeah,
he was still fucking with sandwiches into his 70s.
I mean, I
but like,
hope
what
so.
If you're? I mean, like, you know, everyone has weird like little bone ticks and like strains.
Yeah, my dad's,
like, what if your mouth? What if you can't like? What if it hurts to chew? And you're like, I'm a smoothie guy from fucking 70 on. You know,
right? Yeah, like my dad is 73 and loves peanut brittle. So that's like his go-to snack, and that's like crunchy, and it sticks in your
teeth.
That's
an old man snack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be the typical, like, Werther's Original. I feel that's too, like, hacky.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's every grandpa has a stash of, like, at what age do you go, well, I'm 65, I guess I gotta go get a pack of Werther's Original now.
Yeah, delicious. I'd love one now.
Yeah.
Butterscotch, little
I'm
candies.
Not against them. I'm just saying, why is it only old man candy?
Yeah.
Why is it only like, yeah, why can't you be like 40 and be like, yeah, I keep Werther's Original in my house?
Because you're fucked up. You're drinking.
I guess.
And you're not waking up. Werther's Originals aren't like hangover food.
See, I think you're going to be old man snacking Pop-Tarts till the day you die.
Probably,
Because it's got the jam in there.
Yeah.
easy to make.
Sorry to burst your bubble. That's not jam.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
It's jam preserve.
It's homogenized preserved something.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about SpaghettiOs and beefaroni the other day. And
see, if anyone else said that, I'd be like, you're drunk, yeah. You're high, who are you?
Yeah.
When my friend Adam Ray says, I was talking to my friends about SpaghettiOs and beefaroni, yeah. I'm like, yep,
we were talking about why.
That's Adam.
Yeah, and we.
It's hard to go 10 minutes without talking about SpaghettiOs.
I don't think I've had beefaroni since the beefaroni sheets incident.
Oh,
and that's over 2 years ago.
Wow,
and I think that's a long time. And I think I probably it was such a scarring scenario that I just felt like so ashamed, and I was like, I can't. I'm gonna have flashbacks if I jump back into this. But I miss it.
You'll see the face of the maid walk in, see your sheets covered in beefaroni, and the words of the great Andrew Santino just yell out, "It's a blood."
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally get that.
What is this about you getting felt up by a TSA cop?
All right. Speaking of, we talked about Matt Lauer. Apparently, Matt Lauer's brother.
Which, by the way, real quick.
Ted Lauer.
Yeah, which, by the way, if you're giving out dildos as a gift, that's, look.
Maybe don't do
that. It's 2017. Maybe don't do that, but if you are going to do that, don't fucking personalize it. Secret Santa that shit, man.
Yes.
Just drop it off. No note. You made it creepy with the note.
Yeah, because now it's like, it's from me.
Yeah.
Every time you use this, think of me.
Even if you didn't put, I want to watch you use it, and just put happy holidays, it's still fucking weird, dude.
It's weird.
Because you put a note with a dildo.
That's when you put, if you put a dildo in like a white elephant gift party, that's funny. That's the gift party where you like, you open up a gift, it's a mystery gift. You're like, who's this from? No one announces who got the gift.
Yeah, dude.
That's funny. But if it's like, here, Adam, got you a dildo.
Oh, God.
No. It's bad. So, the official stance on dildo gift giving from the About Last Night podcast.
don't do it.
It's a hard no. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure this TSA agent was related to Matt Lauer.
Because
I obviously fly every weekend, and the machine where you put your hands up and put them like you're doing the sign for Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Like that machine never works on me. Never has. Always says I have, like, my legs just light up that I have everything there. I think it's a height issue. I don't know. So I always tell them, hey, that machine doesn't work on me. Can I walk through the other machine, or can I just do the pat-down? And it's about 50-50 what I have to do. Now, I've received a lot of pat-downs then. I know pat-downs to the point where I will say the speech they give along with them. They have to, by law, say a speech, which I have now memorized. Right? I can say, yes, you're going to put the gloves on. You're going to go down my front area. Then you're going to use the back of your hands for sensitive areas. Then you're going to cut my leg. Then you go up until you meet some resistance. You're going to go inside the belt loops, but just an inch or two inside the belt loops. Yeah, I know the whole fucking spiel. So I know pat-downs. This guy starts using the back of his hands on my legs, the front part of the legs, and the crotch area, and he's like pressing hard, and he's going really slow, and then he gets to my dick, and he stops on my dick, goes back up, goes back down, goes back up again, all slow, all like pressing hard, and then I swear to God, Adam, he did this, and this is Rochester, New York. TSA in the Rochester airport. The guy took two fingers, grabbed my dick, and squeezed it. Yeah, he fucking squeezed it.
Wait.
He grabbed my dick and squeezed it. It was like, I don't know if he thought like, well, there's no way that's a penis. He's a dwarf. Can't be that big.
Wait, did you make a noise like the Pillsbury Doughboy?
I looked at him and you could ask.
You should have done that.
Oh my God!
I would have fucked with him so
hard.
Oh
my God! So you're doing a show tonight with Guy Tori.
Yeah.
Guy Tori was there. He was doing another gig in Rochester, and we were on the same flight home. So Guy Tori was watching me, and he'll tell you this, where I just yelled out, I went, "That's my dick," like straight up. And I never try to yell out when I'm doing the pat downs because, they can only make your life worse. They can only take you behind in some room and be like, fine, we're going to go through extra security now or do whatever the fuck. So I try to just be like, whatever. But he squeezed my dick. He's like, I'm like, that's my dick. And he goes, yeah, I'm just trying to be thorough. I'm like, you're thorough. We get it. And then He calls in his boss and goes, he's going to have to do it now. I'm like, what? So the boss has to do it. I'm like, I yell at him, like, we're done. You know my religion now. Like, you've been up, like, I don't have to get a colonoscopy for the next 5 years because of how you guys have been feeling me up. And the guy goes, I'm sorry, I got to do this. I'm like, I don't think you're sorry.
No.
I think you're like, well, I don't know. I've never felt up a dwarf before. Do I do it? Do I get a wish? Does he grant me something? The fuck happened? So if you're flying in Rochester, New York, I didn't get the guy's name. I really wish I had his name. But he literally looks like Matt Lauer. He's got black hair, but he's kind of balding, white guy. Yeah, he looks like he drives the van with no windows. Fuck this guy. I'm dead serious, and I'm not the one to complain too much about TSA because we go through it all the time.
Yeah.
Hell, the TSA guys at LAX know me by name because I go through there so much. So they're cool as shit. And majority of the TSA agents around the country that I have interacted with have been great. This guy, not so much, not so fucking much. So yeah. I hope I see his name trending on Twitter.
Now. How many times do you get beeped when you go through? And is it always for, like, has there ever just been a, like, beep when it's just like, boop, like, what, like
what do you mean? Like just go to the metal ticker?
Yeah, you know, there's, like, random scans, and
oh,
then there's
yeah,
the
never,
random.
Never, because
you know, I get randomly selected, like, you know, sometimes they'll randomly select someone who might be on a,
yeah.
Look like a suspected terrorist. Are
right,
they,
right,
like,
right, right, right.
Like, how many dwarves are coming through airport security?
Yeah, not a lot.
Do you know?
Not a lot.
Do you ever ask? Do they tell you?
I mean, like, God. It was just.
And I've never seen a dwarf at the airport. Let me just say that, and I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, other than you flying with me.
Yeah,
you've never seen one in the wild. I get that,
but it is like, and I travel a lot too,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like you know,
I've only
and
ever
I'm looking.
Seen,
it's not like I'm not looking
yeah,
for them.
I've only ever seen
where
one,
are they
one other dwarf. I've only seen one other dwarf in the airport.
Are they in those little cubbies where you can put your shoes? Where do you guys hang?
That's our lounge.
Is there a
That's the airport lounge for dwarfs.
What if there was some secret like backstage cave?
I would fucking love it. I'd fucking love it.
Do you take advantage of those little lounges?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're the best, right?
I fly on American Airlines all the time. Shout out to them. I'm an executive platinum member. And I get to go to the lounges and eat those crackers with the cheese on it.
Yeah, dude, it's
fuck
pretty
yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's great. You can take a shower in there if you want to.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
You've showered at the airport?
Fuck yeah. I've taken the airport shower.
I've rented out a bed to sleep at those. I can't remember where it was.
Dallas.
Is that where it was?
It's in Dallas. It's called the Minute Suites.
Oh, wow.
Dude. I travel way too much.
I think I had a 4-hour layover and I rented one of those old beds for like 2 hours.
Game
and
changer.
Oh my God, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, so there's that part.
It's so
great.
Weird too. You walk. I mean, you're just like, can I have that bed?
Yeah, and you almost feel like they hand you a blanket and they say, hey, there's a temperature control, there's a light control, here's some music if you want or whatever. And you almost feel like they kind of look at you and go, now don't jerk off when you're in here. Like just something like just hey, keep just sleep, just sleep. I don't do anything else. I don't want it to clean up after you.
I know.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, and I wonder if they would let couples go in there. That'd be interesting. Mm. It's like, hey, this is my wife. You know, we're here. We're just long layover. We're,
probably. And we're sleepy. I think now you're on the honor system. You know, don't fuck in our rented bed. But guess what?
Yeah.
Can't stop me. And, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of this, like don't fuck in a rented bed. Okay, what are your... Cause
is that a rap lyric somewhere?
I think it was a Sarah...
Was that like the follow-up to No Sex in the Champagne Room? Don't fuck in a rented bed.
Don't fuck in a rented bed. Don't fuck in a rented bed.
It's like some sort of like a guy's like infomercial for like rent-a-bed. Like, none of them have been fucked on.
Get your own bed to rent. We promise no one is fucked on this bed.
And if they have, we'll try to. Probably definitely won't wash the sheets. There was a place called Tubbs in Seattle for a long time.
Tubbs?
Where you could rent hot tubs and just go hang out.
Really?
It was like an arcade. Not an arcade. It was like a hotel for hot tubs.
Get
it was
the
called
fuck
Tubbs.
Out of here.
And you walked in, they had like 40, 50 different tubs. And I remember, dude, I never went, but I drove by it a lot. And you could rent, and I remember, what was that with my mom or my buddy's dad? where I first learned about it, and we drove by, and I was like, "Oh, what's Tubbs? Is that a sandwich place?" And my buddy's, I think it was my buddy's dad,
yeah,
and he just laughed, and I was like, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, "Well, so
yeah, what does that mean?
It is,
yeah."
And he's like, "No, it's where people go to sit in hot tubs." I go, "Oh, cool." He's like, "It can be," and I was like, "What does that mean?"
Oh, he's God, like,
you're 13. I'll tell you when you're not 13.
I mean, is it a private room with your own hot tub?
Like, yeah.
So basically, just like, hey,
I think they have communal tubs if you're not looking to get silly, but
yeah so you it's can, like I just want to fucking a hot tub.
Yes, dude, they know that's what you're doing.
Wow,
it's the rent a bed but rent a tub.
Yeah,
isn't that fucking disgusting?
It is.
They are not
there.
There's no time to swap out the water.
No, it's not like, all right, well, politician and his mistress just came in here, let's drain
we have
the
no
water.
Tubs available. Yeah. Or do they give you the option and say, hey, we're all our tubs are full, do you want one that was used 15 minutes ago?
Right,
you can have it right now.
Yeah, we just poured 2 gallons of chlorine in there.
Are you going to get a hot tub in your new house?
Hell yeah.
You are, right?
Have to.
What? How quick is that going to be on the list of, I mean, the wish list?
It's pretty high up there. It's
for both of you. That's a win-win couple's gift.
It's get internet, it's like if you're like, and I get a hot tub.
Thank you. All right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's up there. But that's, wow, a rental, was it pay by the hour for a hot tub, or do you even know?
I mean, again, I did not frequent this location.
Wow.
I was spending most of my time at Diamond in the Mall, baseball card shop.
Oh, sure. Man. But I want to say this, because based on don't fuck in a rental bed. It's now the holiday season.
Yeah.
We've gone through Thanksgiving, and now we're getting up to Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people go home for the holidays.
Yeah.
Do, if you have a significant other, and you bring them to your childhood home.
Yeah.
Do you fuck in your childhood bed?
Wow.
I've never done it. I've never brought someone home and had sex, like, with my parents then in the house. Like, that's just,
God,
no.
That's just, yeah. Oh, you've never, with your folks in the place?
No. Yeah, well, one time. One time, but I was downstairs. I wasn't.
Still.
Which was even riskier, because now there's no door. They could just come downstairs.
Oh, that's very risky.
Yeah, that was. I should not have done that. But I got. But
yeah,
the folks in the place.
I mean, that's just like, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
You look, when push comes to shove and the moment takes over, you just
sure
you try to forget that someone's cooking downstairs. you try to distract yourself from the smell of mom's meatloaf.
Yeah, and that's not a euphemism. Literally, mom's meatloaf.
I do want to point out that we're both rocking our ALN beanies right now.
We are rocking our ALN beanies.
And a lot of people are rocking them.
Yeah, I've been selling them at shows. People have been buying the ALN merchandise.
Me as well. I gifted one to Adam Devine and Sal Vulcano and Jerry Ferrara, who will all be assisting us with some photographic evidence of how much their heads enjoy the beanies.
Awesome. And it's a good beanie.
It's a great beanie. It's comfy.
Yeah.
And how fucking comfy are the sweats?
Yeah. I need to actually get some more from you.
Yeah.
But
if you haven't gotten any of the merch, by the way, all this merch is at aboutlastnightpodcast.com. And the holidays are upon us. Hanukkah starts
right
fucking tomorrow.
Does it?
We're recording this on Monday the 11th. Tomorrow the 12th is Hanukkah. And I only know that because the non-Jews in my life have been kind enough to remind me. Isn't Hanukkah coming?
Is that when you know what it is?
And I'm
when
like,
your non-Jew friends go, hey, by the way, happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
You're like, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that
so
what
so funny,
do?
Adam Devine goes, he told me yesterday, he goes, so many people are wishing him a happy Hanukkah because Adam is like a very Jewish name in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, I guess yeah. I know 3 Jewish Adams here.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Good for you. Do you get a fucking prize?
I mean, when you know 3 Jewish Adams, you get the 4th for free. I've got...
Do you get a discount somewhere when you have 3 Jewish Adam friends?
I've got another Adam just in the bullpen,
and he
ready
said,
to go.
He says he just says thank you, and he's like, I don't want to burst their bubble. Or like, it's almost like when I used to wear a San Francisco Giants hat every now and then because I like the colors, and I lost my M's hat, and I was in San Fran. I was like, oh, I'm going to just get this hat. And people around L.A., you know, a lot of transplants would be like, dude, so pumped for the season. Dude, Baumgartner, like, he looks good.
Yeah.
And I'd go, one time I went, oh, sorry, dude, I just like the hat. And he goes, oh. Well, fuck, man. And he was like pissed off. And he was like, and then I was like, why didn't I just pretend? Like, make his day. Like, just be like, so then the other people would be like, dude, fuck, how good do we look? Dude, and like, I think Pablo Sandoval, like, he lost some weight. He's going to have a solid year at third base defensively. I'm like, dude, Sandoval is the man.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say. And then they're like, hell yeah. And then you high five and you wash your hands immediately.
Well, because I mean, especially with the fact that there was a lot of transplants here, like you look out for anything that will.
To connect.
Yeah, to connect. Yeah. Like you're just looking for friends.
I get so pumped when I meet anybody from the Northwest, even Oregon.
Sure.
They're like, I'm from Bend, Oregon. I'm like, who cares?
Close
but
enough.
I kind of do now.
You know what trees look like.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can bond over this. Yeah, like, and to that Giants point, like, if I was single and I met a woman that was wearing a shirt that said, I fuck dwarves, and I was like, awesome, I'm a dwarf.
Yeah, yeah.
This is perfect. She's like, oh, no, I just like the colors.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's not
cool. We had something to bond over.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, hey, you like having sex with dwarves. I like having sex with women who like having sex with dwarves.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
But no. So, yeah, I can only understand why you'd just be like, ah, fuck it. I'll just go along with it.
I did make a few commercials for the merch, which I know you saw.
Yeah, and, you got to get back in that old man makeup from the poppy roast.
Yeah, which was a blast. And
how long does it take to get into that makeup?
I'm going
to
send you some footage of it. Took about 4.5 hours.
Wow.
And after we shot some of the ads, and then did you see the video I did separately of the, I think I sent it to you, right?
The
old man, just the commercial of Sepidendrin. Just, yeah, a weird pill that...
Sure.
Yeah.
Does the job.
Yeah, yeah. And but I went and did stand-up as the old man at the Improv Lab. And
oh,
the
really?
Improv. And,
nice.
And the set from the lab is like so... I mean, it's so hilariously bad.
Are you doing your jokes in old man makeup?
Nope.
Or are you just like, what would an old man talk about?
Yep.
He would talk about having restless leg syndrome and all the STDs he's getting.
I mean, I'm like riffing just about so much. Yeah. I mean, at one point I'm just like, you know, I go, I don't like rap music. And it's not, you know, and it's not because of the whole black guy thing. It's because I don't understand what the fuck they're saying, you know?
Yeah.
And then I would riff on a couple lyrics, and then I would talk about, you know, the Louis C.K. thing for a minute, and then I was like, you know, how I would let jerk off in front of me is Orange Julius.
Wait, Orange Julius, is that a pimp?
Well, I said how I go, I go how I haven't seen an Orange Julius in a while, and I was like, you know, how I'd let jerk off in front of me, Orange Julius. And then I would just kind of pause and then tap the mic and go, Orange Julius, yeah, but we're having fun, you know.
And people, well, it sounds like a dad joke or something.
Yeah.
Perfect, man. Because that makeup. It's really good.
Yeah, nobody could tell who I was.
Oh, so they thought you were an old man?
Yeah. Nobody, I had to introduce myself to most everybody. Chris Spencer sought me out at the Comedy Store immediately because he looks at me and everyone else kind of do a double take.
Yeah.
And then once they could kind of see, but Chris Spencer goes, what's up, man? And I go, what the fuck? How'd you know it was me?
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, you got that white man walk, man. And he goes, you're walking like your L4 and L5 are out of whack. And I go, they are.
Wow.
And I go, sorry, I don't have a cool black guy walk, Chris. And
sorry.
He goes, yeah, you don't, man. I can see. He goes, you just got away. And he did the walk, and I can't do it. But like, he kind of like, kind of had a little bit of bend to his back and kind of put his pelvis a little forward. And I was like, there's no way I walk like that. He's like, you do, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's got that, like, now, is that the closest thing you've had to like someone essentially doing an impression of you for you?
For sure.
So then you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, am I really like that?
At this point, too, anyone who does an impression of me is like, it's the same.
So, 1,000%.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a that's a spot on, because you're actually saying quotes and sound bites.
Well, not with that attitude. I could just rail these things off. Now, we've heard from listeners that they have trouble determining who's who with us. Like, they don't know who's talking. So I always thought that was interesting, because I think we have very distinct voices, but apparently some of our listeners cannot tell, which is very weird. But, you know, I mean, all I'm trying to say is it's tough being a Jew from Seattle. It really is. Hey, go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Fuck you. We're having a tough go.
Hey, you're having a tough go. My team just won its fourth game of the year.
Ugh. What is that like?
Not good. It's not fun. I'm pretty sure John Elway himself, 50-plus years of him, could come down and play better quarterback for us.
As a fan, do you just check out?
I keep watching.
Like, is Sunday now for, like, married stuff?
Married stuff.
Or do you still?
We're going to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Home Depot and get some swatches. Yeah. No, that's not.
What's the most married thing you've done so far? That you go, yep, married.
Yeah.
You know?
We did go to the aforementioned Home Depot to look at paint colors for the new place. I was pretty married.
Yeah, but that's fun, right?
That's fun because you get to pick out, like, you know, I mean, you're an adult. Like, this is the first house I've ever owned, and I could paint it whatever the fuck I want to paint it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. You can have, you know, you can have any, I can do Bronco colors, I can do Laker colors, I can do one Laker wall, one Bronco wall, one Trojan wall. I can go nuts.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So that's exciting. But yeah, the most married couple thing we did was recently we went to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Fuck yeah.
With some coupons.
Fuck yeah.
And knocked out some. Knocked out some shopping. There's so many times when I'm just like, oh man, I'm so married right now. Like I'm so in it. I'm so like, this is,
yeah.
You don't get too much more married than this.
No.
When I talk to another couple about our, and when we have like a 4-hour conversation about our favorite restaurants, I'm like, oh man, so married. I'm just so, so like, I'm not talking about like, oh yeah, so the booze, right? Where do you go to get the best booze? Where do you go to fuck chicks? Where's your thing? But no, now when I talk to comics, I'm not talking about the crazy. I used to have conversations like, oh yeah, going to this club. Yeah, that waitress there, Cheryl. Yeah, if you haven't been with Cheryl, you haven't been there, right? All right, yeah, okay, laugh, laugh, laugh. Now it's like, oh yeah, that club. They got that New Balance foot. The shoe store right next to the club, right? Yeah, New Balance. All right. So fucking married. God damn it. I don't know. It's not a bad thing.
No.
It's just you're going through the next stage of life.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, this is what I find important now.
Yeah.
This is what appeals to me. And it's not a bad thing. It's just the next thing that you do. Because I don't want to be a dad and talking about like to my kids going, hey, I'm going to Dallas, Texas. That's where Cheryl is. Be back in a week, Brad Jr. Maybe you'll have another Brad Jr. I don't want to do that.
You can't.
No. And but I've talked to some comics that are they're married, they got the kids, the whole life, and they're kind of giving me previews to what it's like. You know, like
what?
Like talk to John Heffron and Bert Kreischer, and they all say like the same thing. Like, yeah, it's, you know, it sucks going away from the family, and they say how much it sucks when you go on the road, but then how great it is when you come home and you have your kids. When you walk in the room, they just yell out, "Daddy!" And then they all go nuts, and then hopefully your wife is in the bedroom with the new piece of lingerie going, "Daddy," you know, like that, and then it's all good.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that stage in life. Looking forward to, I think I start moving into the new house next week, and that's very adulting. I showed you the backyard, but don't worry, I'm still gonna have a fun backyard. We're gonna have cornhole. We're gonna have those inflatable balls that you get into and you run and you slam into each other.
No,
and,
you're not.
And you don't get hurt.
The bubble boy balls.
Yeah, the bubble boy balls.
Is that what the?
I don't know what they're called.
Those look so fun.
I'm definitely getting those. And I'll probably get hurt because I do have a second story, and I'll probably jump out of it and be like, I wonder if I'll live.
Oh, nice.
I like that you're like, yeah, do that.
No, no.
Not concerned for my health.
I'm scared for myself if I ever get a house because the amount of like fun house type blank check weird kid shit that I'm going to fill it with.
Yeah. And now, you know, like
people are gonna be like, "What did he spend all his money on, dude?" Slipping slides and fucking
from the second story to the first story.
Yeah,
wait, like we have one staircase that's for normal walking up and down, and the other staircase is a slip and slide.
Well, I would love that staircase that, like, I think it's been in some movies or maybe even cartoons where like you press a button and the stairs go flat and turn into a slide.
What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was always in Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be going
right,
up
so
the
I'm
stairs.
So I'm basing my living situation in my 40s as as a Scooby-Doo.
I understand that.
Some people were like, so do you watch, like, House Hunters for your your ideas? No, I just do whatever the Scoob does.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, Zoink Scoob, we just fell down the stairs into a secret passageway.
Like, this would be a great addition to the house we live in as adults.
I mean, the fact that you can hit a button and get,
dude,
like, an instant slide.
If Shaggy was my real estate agent, I would be so fucking pumped.
Oh, my God. He's like, oh, you're going to love the second story, man. And look, there's a hidden compartment for your weed.
Yeah.
I
just watched Scooby-Doo for the first time a few months ago.
Wait, which
after
one?
After we had Freddie Prinze on.
Oh, the live action one.
Yeah. It was good.
Did you get stoned before?
No.
No?
Still was entertained.
There you go.
Yeah.
Watch, now, Oh, I mean, we've both been to the Chive offices. You know the guys there.
Yeah.
And the Chive has like a, is it a two-story slide, like, in the office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
Pretty great.
Yeah, you see things like that, you're like, yeah, I can make that happen. Because it's your house. You can do whatever you want to it. You can hollow out the floor. Do whatever the fuck you need to do.
Yeah. You got to wonder, though, how much your wife is going to step in and veto some of your... But you get a man cave, right?
I get a man cave.
All right, well, that's all you need.
That's all I need. I will have things in there and gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I'll have who-sits and what-sits galore.
No, don't just say it. Sing it.
You want...
Wait.
Thingamabobs? I'll have 20.
Wait. This could be amazing. I'll edit out the dead air.
Okay. So you're going to find the song? Okay. All right. Let me see. Me. Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to think. Do I sing it as Brad or is this the instrumental?
Yep.
Fuck. When do you start?
Look at the stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the dwarf? The dwarf who has everything. Look at the treasures untold. How many wonders can one cabin hold? Looking around, do you think?
Sure.
He's got everything.
He's got step stools and ladders and helpers. He's got people to reach stuff for him.
You want Jews? I've got a podcast partner.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to reach I want to reach the top shelf. I want to adjust the shower head without telling my wife to. I want to roam around on, what are those? Adult pants. I want to dance. I want to sing. I want to get a new wedding ring. That's the only thing I can think of that rhymed. Above the ground. Below the ceiling. In a small world.
Yay. Oh, my God. Call Disney. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it?
Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that?
Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.